When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right. Like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try new year, same you with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Morning to you. Happy Thursday. Here's what I know. Mike McCarthy's staying. There's no news on Nick Sirianni. Gerard Mayo's been introduced to New England. And theoretically, Mike Vrabel, Bill Belichick, Jim Harbaugh, Pete Carroll, all free agents. Okay. That pretty much sums it up.
Day by day.
Just want to make sure you're up to date the second that you wake up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, I don't know why I hiccuped. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. It's a pretty awkward and inappropriate time. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, too. Glad to hear from you always, whether you're new, whether you're a P1, which is what we call longtime loyal listeners. We are thankful for P1s in radio. I did go back and answer a bunch of your questions from Ask Amy Anything, and now you've got more questions. All right. I see how you are. You're never satisfied. However, I aim to please. And so you've been clamoring for a photo of the new hubs. I finally put one up. So you check it out on either Twitter or Facebook, and then don't tell me that I never shared a photo of him, because there he is. It was 1 month yesterday. In some ways, it feels like 1 minute. In some ways, it feels like 1 year. But I think that's good. That's real life, is it not? We survived 1 month. Someone said to me, a friend of mine said, congratulations, you've survived a full month. I'm like, oh. Okay, was it ever in doubt? Yeah, so yesterday morning, yesterday on the show, when I said here to you all that it was nothing like what I thought, and it was way harder than I thought to be married, and it's mostly because of the blending of households and stuff. I just thought it was going to be sunshine and roses, and it would be easy, but nope, not easy. Anyway, I felt bad because when I woke up on Wednesday afternoon, the Hubs was, he was a little sad because I said it was harder than I thought.
Oh,
it
no.
was, I know.
He heard.
Of course. You know, he listens to the show.
Yeah, but I thought maybe he missed that
on
part.
Podcast after the fact, right? Well, I had to explain that of course I wouldn't trade it, but yes, I was expecting it to be not so much fairy tale because that's not even real, but I was expecting it to be nothing but wedded bliss. And it's been hard. We're blending households and blending pets and moving, and the house looks like a bomb went off, and schedules and NFL playoffs and everything all the time. And yeah, so it's been a month of a lot of real life. So I was having to explain that to him, that it wasn't a negative. It just wasn't what I expected. But yes, he came to me with a sad, sad puppy dog face.
And wow, that's cold.
I know. I felt really terrible. That's what I get for talking about things on the air. That's it. That should I just, from now on, no personal stories on the air.
I feel like then that's almost insulting too. Then he's like, oh, well, my stories aren't good enough to make the airtime.
Oh, guess not. Great.
See,
thanks. Now you're going to make me second guess. Right? It wasn't meant to be a sad thing, in fact, or a bad thing. In fact, I even said to him, did you not hear me say I wouldn't trade it no matter what? Mentioned what your mom said. You can have peace and a clean house. Well, you can have peace in your house and a clean house and no Bob, or you can have chaos and Bob. And I was like, well, there's... Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
I think he was selective on that one.
There's no choice.
Selective hearing.
Maybe he didn't hear that part. Right, so I got to make sure that I clarify, Because usually he laughs at the things I say on the radio. He finds them amusing, but no, not so much.
Didn't
that.
Laugh at that, at this one.
It was a very sad face. On our 1 month anniversary, I hurt his feelings, and then I felt terrible and had to. See what I mean? It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Well, what was the? Was it like a sad mood, like already, and that was
no,
like,
no. I thank you for trying to bail me out, but no, it
really?
Was it was me saying that it wasn't what I expected, and it was harder than I thought. That was the phrase that I guess resonated
oh,
with
no,
him.
He had it down to the phrase.
He did harder than I thought.
That's not great.
He probably spent all afternoon while I was... Oh, he went to the gym and everything else. He probably spent all afternoon while I was sleeping, thinking about it, stewing over it.
Probably.
A little bit like Baker Mayfield with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, though he manages to be, I would say, not very aggressive. It was a little more passive-aggressive than what we're used to from Baker Mayfield. Just, you know, maybe brush up on some film. Maybe I should have said that. Maybe just go back and listen to...
Check the tapes.
Maybe go back and
earlier texts.
Go back and brush up on the tape.
See what worked.
All right. Now I'm going to be in trouble again.
Yeah,
great.
Didn't help.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, we still have 7 openings. 7. What is happening right now? There's a decided lack of movement. And if it happens again, where we get off the air on a Friday morning and there's all of a sudden this flurry of hiring and firing activity. I guess there still could be firings. It will not be Mike McCarthy, though. That's not happening. So raise your hand if you are angry this morning as a Cowboys fan. Not only did your team get bounced from the playoffs, unceremoniously dumped by the Packers of all teams, but... Mike McCarthy's not getting fired. He's not paying for his crimes. How dare they?
Excuse me.
I just had to do that, although it was because of a hiccup, and I don't really know where that came from. You're so mean. Just to clarify, that was not from yesterday or the day before. That was from months ago. Or was it from even last year?
Could have been, yeah, years at this point.
I think it was last year. Jerry Jones released a statement saying, in part, that he believes the team is very close, still capable of achieving the goal of winning a Super Bowl, and that, and I'm quoting, the best step forward for us will be with Mike McCarthy as our head coach. There is great benefit to continuing the team's progress under Mike's leadership as our head coach. And he did admit that it was painful. He was floored by the loss to the Packers. I'm sure by now you've seen the video. I mean, it really is just it's a quick snippet of Jerry's behavior in which he turns his back on the field. That's been replayed over and over from Sunday. Oh, and you know, 40 million people watch the game, so there's a lot of people to see that over and over. So maybe that's why he turned around, because he was worried about the cameras capturing his facial expressions. Our guy, Bryant McFadden, who's a former NFL DB, he actually thinks this is a really smart move for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys for one reason in particular.
He has a nice relationship with his quarterback in Dak Prescott. Yes, Dak Prescott didn't have his best performance in the playoff wildcard game against the Green Bay Packers, but in totality throughout the year, he played outstanding. The offense scored points. We saw C.D. Lamb develop to be a proven wide receiver, one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League this year. Hopefully they can kind of get the ground and pound attack going more so than what they were not able to do in 2023. But in totality, as I mentioned, the offense did their thing.
I mean, kind of. I do agree with Bryant's point about Dak and Mike McCarthy. And that's one of the points that I made. Let's not sneeze or slough off or ignore the fact. Let's not sneeze at, I guess I should have said. I mean, you can sneeze if you really need to. Don't run around saying that the national radio host told me I couldn't sneeze. Let's not start that rumor.
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous. Also, do you believe the rumor or the, I guess, the old wives' tale, would you call it that? Do you believe the claim that if you sneeze with your eyes open, your eyeballs come flying out of your head?
I am a very firm believer in that, yes.
Have you ever tried it?
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. The second my sister told me that years
how
ago.
How old were you? Oh, years
probably
ago.
Probably like 12, 10. She was like, if you sneeze with your eyes open, they'll pop out. I was like,
your
no
sister.
Way.
Your sister. It wasn't even your parents?
Sister told me it. And I'll never forget it. Like, since she told me that, I've never forgotten that. And I've just been like fascinated with that fact. Where it's impossible, apparently, they say.
Who's so, they?
Like scientists, you know. People in the lab.
Oh, well, we know to beware of the science.
Yeah.
So anyway, people in the lab say that if... I'm not
going
to ask you what lab. They sit there and they try to sneeze with their eyes open. But
can't do it.
I don't know if it's possible or not, but the whole thing about the eyeballs is what I'm wondering. Aren't they connected in there?
Yeah, but it's like, so if you... Like all the pressure
membranes.
Just pops
yes.
and then it just... It's got to come out somewhere,
so you
right?
believe it then?
Oh, 100%.
You believe it.
I believe it.
So what happens if... all right. So you've ever seen those... And they happen in cartoons like Ben and Jerry or whatever, where people try to keep their eyeballs open or keep their eyes open, I should say, with toothpicks or some other way that holds their eyelids up so they can't blink.
Mm-hmm.
What if we did that? Should we try this for a YouTube experience?
It's not a bad video. We could try.
Well, it depends on whose eyeballs are flying out of their head.
Possible. Like, we could try and we could, I don't know, we would use duct tape or.
Could you imagine?
I think the tape.
How much would I have to pay you? Well, I wouldn't do it. Because I would be worried that your eyeballs would fly out of your head.
Yeah, what if it works?
And right. And then what would I do about a producer?
I got a viral video.
Well, okay, but what would I do about a producer then?
Something else.
I mean, it is radio, so I suppose theoretically you could be a blind producer, except that...
Well...
Or you could just have the eyeballs, like, hanging down. Oh, my gosh, you'd be such a great haunted house exhibit.
I would. I could have a new career.
I wonder how much they'd pay for that.
Probably more.
So, anyway, if we did the YouTube video and we duct taped your eyes open and it actually happened, your family would never forgive me. You'd have to sign a waiver.
Well, if it's like for science, in the name of science,
I'd get
if we
fired
do this,
in the name of science.
So it's different in that
somehow
case.
Somehow the company would blame me for this.
We have to like sign a waiver maybe or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just at first.
Would you be willing to sign a waiver? If you believe it's true, you'd be left with no eyeballs.
Is it in the name of science? If it is, then like we could do
this. Oh, yes, because we're both scientists. We get paid to be scientists.
Is there any way we could do
what
it?
What if we volunteer? You volunteer to be a science experiment, but you take money for it. You know how sometimes there are different experiments,
like
or they need
pig.
Control groups, right? They need guinea pigs, as you say, to just be the first ones to try it. We can't possibly be the first ones to try
it. No, this has got to have been done before. That's how we know it's not possible, right?
Do we? That's the point, I don't think it's true.
Did they myth bust this?
Myth bust? I don't know.
Is
you
that
look.
Still a thing?
What's that old website where you could go? Remember it had a weird name? You could go and you could determine whether or not something was made up. It was fabricated. What was that website?
Oh, man.
Do you remember that website?
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It was one where you could fact check something that you would see on the internet. Now, but why would we trust that website?
Yeah, and that's just
shoot, what was the name of it? It had a really weird name. Somebody find us on Twitter, ALR Radio, or After Hours CBS, and let us know what the name of that website was. It was... Shoot, had an odd name that you would never know was about debunking and fact-checking the internet.
We need that back.
Again, I feel like that's a lost cause now.
Well,
just
I already don't believe it. I Googled, can you sneeze your eyes out? And
you Googled that?
Yeah, can you sneeze your eyes out?
Okay.
And it says, the answer says, yes, you can sneeze with your eyes open, meaning no, I guess you can't sneeze your eyes out. And it says, the schoolyard legend, if you sneeze with your eyes open, your eyeballs will pop out of your head, isn't true. But I don't believe that. Like, why is that right? I've heard
exactly.
All my life that it
that's
can
the
happen.
Thing is, if it comes from the internet, why would we believe it anyway? So if we're fact checking the internet from the internet, that just seems like a really bad idea.
It says you can just sneeze too hard at any time and like pull a muscle in like your back or something. So
okay, but at least you'd still be able to see.
Yeah.
All right.
Back pain's not fun either, though.
No. Just wait till you get old. Don't have back pain now.
Apparently they did do it on MythBusters, and they said you can.
Sneeze with your eyes open?
That's what it says.
But not lose your eyeballs.
It is It really is possible to sneeze with your eyes open and that nothing terrible will happen. It's possible.
Okay, let's do this. So now that you've seen it on Mythbusters, are you willing to duct tape your eyes open? But what do I do? Get like a duster, a little feather duster underneath your nose until you sneeze?
Yeah. I'll get like a lamp. I'll look into the light because that helps. And like a duster. Look at all.
True, but if you don't actually have to sneeze, looking at the light doesn't help you do anything.
Well, we'll get the duster, get a little dust in there. We'll get all the
You'd be willing.
Catalysts.
For the sake of YouTube. Oh, you love YouTube.
Yeah. I would do it.
Huh. What do I get out of it? I mean, potentially your flying eyeballs.
Potentially you get to drive me to the ER.
Well, that sounds fun.
I need someone maybe.
As
to do
fun
that.
As that sounds. By the way, you ready? The website was Snopes. Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Internet.
Sounds
thank you, Melanie.
Yep.
Thank you, Jeff. And thank you, Stan. So, yes, that's right. It was Snopes, and it was a weird name. But
it
still exists. But I wonder, again, if you're fact-checking the Internet on the Internet, isn't that a little bit counterproductive? Well, good thing we debunked that myth, though.
I'm still, jury's still out for me.
Here, what do you think people would rather see? You with duct tape, holding your eyes open, sneezing because I have a feather duster under your nose, or more questions about my wedding? I feel like it's absolutely the eyeballs flying out of your head.
We get a ton of wedding questions regularly, so I know because I look
yeah,
at
but
them.
Now we've found something that people care about more than me getting married. We found it. This is it. We will distract people with a feather duster and your eyelids taped open.
Now, are people curious to see if it's a myth or not, or just...
Yeah, no, I think they need to see it demonstrated in the name of science.
If you say it's in the name of science, I can't say no.
Okay, so if I'm the one who's putting the feather duster under your nose, am I also the one who's filming? I must be. But what...
Here's the
problem, though. If I have a feather duster in one hand and a phone in the other hand... What if the eyeballs come flying at me? How am I going to catch them?
You're going to splash them. How are you going to catch my eyeballs? That's
well,
really
I mean,
nice of
somebody's
you.
Got to catch the eyeballs.
We've
got to get you to the emergency room and put your eyeballs back in your head.
They were going right on the carpet into the dirt. I'm going to have to wash them off. Thank you for catching my eyeballs.
If your eyeballs hit the ground, something terrible will happen. It's like Mission Impossible. Can't let those eyeballs hit the ground.
Take a cataract.
But that's the problem. Like, what? What would I do if I have a duster in one hand and a cell phone in the other? I can't drop the cell phone because we need the evidence.
Right.
Shoot, we're going to need a third party here.
We can like fix
one. I don't want to split the money.
In a corner. And just like have like that third view.
Wait. We'll use the same tape that we're going to use to tape your eyeballs open, your eyes open to tape the phone in the corner.
There we go.
What is wrong?
Same material.
What is wrong with us? No, seriously. There's something wrong with it.
Inappropriate.
I don't want to rope you into there. There's something wrong with me.
I mean, I'm willing to tape my eyeballs for this. So.
That's true.
I don't know if I'm all there.
Also, there are a lot of people listening to this ridiculous conversation because my Twitter's now been flooded with the word Snopes. Like, Snopes is about to start trending on Twitter.
I know, you're still so popular.
You didn't know I was still so popular?
No,
ouch.
Oh, the website.
I thought you said I didn't know you were still so popular.
Nope.
That was about to be the last thing you ever said to me.
Yeah, that would have been fair.
Also, do you think we should check Snopes to find out if our boss really is leaving?
It's not going to lie to us, right?
I mean, I don't know, Jay. We found out that our boss was leaving via the internet, so maybe this is a way to fact check it. I dare you. Just do it.
I don't see it.
You don't see it. There's no Mythbuster about our boss leaving?
No.
Right. We finally, Jay and I just want you to know, from now on, whenever an athlete reveals that he found out he was getting traded or a coach was getting fired or a teammate was getting traded, he found out that information on the internet... And it's hard. It's just, it feels icky. Well, we now understand. Just a small element of how that feels because we both found out that our boss was leaving from the internet. And I don't mean email. I mean, we had no personal firsthand heads up. Nope. found it out on Twitter.
Y'all better stay off Twitter.
Yeah. Well, if we stay off Twitter, we wouldn't know our boss was leaving. So that's, yeah. Anyway, the best of luck. Congratulations. Jay.
Yes.
It's wrong. We shouldn't wake up and find out our boss is leaving on the internet.
I was looking for Mike McCarthy news.
You're looking for a different boss to be leaving on the internet?
I was checking to see if anything happened there.
Wait, tell me your reaction. So you're looking for Mike McCarthy got fired news. Any kind of Mike McCarthy news. You're a little bit nervous. You still have that pit in your stomach. And you come across what?
Just a post that things that affected me that I didn't know about.
Right. But, well, I mean, you can reveal now. People know. So you read from Twitter that our boss is leaving. He's departing the premises. And I can't even imagine your reaction. Actually, I know your reaction because you texted me.
Away.
Wait, let me tell you the reaction. Why is your text chain so
I was
there?
Up for about 37 seconds at that point.
37 seconds. So the response is, wait, hold on. I'm looking. Wait, keep going back.
A lot of text in that thread.
Wow, holy cow. Yeah, here we go. Oh. And then you sent me Twitter threads.
Oh.
Right. This was the reaction. Wow, 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 wow.
That was it.
And then it was big work news. Did you see? I love that you actually didn't tell me what it was. So that's the part that's just wrong. You see the big work news.
I couldn't break that. You have to see that for yourself.
Oh, you can't break it to me on text message?
Mm-mm.
Oh. All right,
I just had to see if you knew what I was.
You see it on the
about.
Internet, but you declined to tell your work partner that our boss is leaving.
I told you that there was work news, and did you see?
Well, you're just lucky I already did, because that's
went on.
It just dawned on me that you didn't even tell me.
What do you mean?
Wow. Of all people that I work with, wouldn't you be the one who would share such news?
I texted you 37 seconds after I woke up.
I know, but you didn't tell me what it was.
That was the first thing I did in the day.
But you didn't tell me what it was.
I didn't even wake up.
You didn't tell me what it was. No wonder there were typos. You didn't tell me what it was. You just said, did you see?
Yeah, well, that's
wrong.
A little,
like a tease. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Never mind. I thought we were friends.
That's a normal thing.
Oh, it's normal?
And then you thought you'd either be like, oh, my OMG, or wait, what, or call me. And then I could be like, okay, I've got some.
Oh, so you wanted to break the news, but you found out that I knew already.
Well, I didn't know that you knew already, but I just knew that no one had told me. So I didn't know if it was like out there.
I would have told you, but you were sleeping.
You were up before me.
Right,
and
I found out. I found out because I...
Look at this now. Oh, the turntables.
I found out while you were sleeping.
I wake up at some point and see
it. Good point. You got me there. My fault. So you're right. I take it back. You didn't tell me and I didn't tell you, and we're the worst friends ever.
We kept each other in the dark.
I'd rather see your eyeballs pop out of your head. Wow. I apologize profusely. That was wrong of me. I should have, but I assumed that you already knew. Since I found out on the internet, I assumed that you did too.
You'd think, but no, I didn't.
Well, you did find out on the internet.
Oh, on the internet. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
On the internet.
I'm very sorry.
That
was like, hello, kettle, you're black.
It was bothering me. But
yeah, no. That was... All right. This is really good radio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Rock that dude, man. Probably the nicest guy in the locker room. Chillest guy. You just go out there and throw that ball.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Chase Young among the Brock Purdy believers. Brock's believers. You know how much I love alliteration. Oh, yeah, they're raving about Brock as the Niners finally get back to the party, right? We haven't seen either Brock or Lamar Jackson since week 17. So as we head into divisional weekend, routinely my favorite weekend of the entire NFL season, well, Brock's about to get busy. And well, so is Lamar Jackson. So it's going to be fun to see these top seeds and these quarterbacks who are both in the MVP conversation. Jay, who do you think won the MVP? Because the voting's done.
Lamar Jackson.
You think Lamar did?
I do.
Based on the strength of the last like month or whatever. I mean, think about who the Ravens beat in the last, what is it, month or so?
I think that last month or so solidified it, yeah.
It catapulted him to MVP.
Mm-hmm. I think Dak's a close second, but I think Lamar edges him, yeah.
Okay, so Brock Purdy, this time last year, it's just interesting to think about. He had taken over the team. The Niners hadn't lost with him as their starting quarterback until they got to the NFC Championship. But if you remember last year, the way that people were talking about Brock, it was this, oh, incredible story. He was Mr. Irrelevant. Look at this. The team hasn't lost, la, la, la. Well, it's a completely different experience going into the playoffs now because now he's got a full year of starting under his belt.
Last year, you know, still trying to find my way in a sense. You know, I got thrown in towards the end of the year. And so every single week I was, you know, still trying to play good and learn, you know, who I was as a quarterback and obviously get more familiar with playing within the system. So those are all things that were sort of on my plate last year. And then obviously trying to win every single week and get this team to the end. And so now, I guess this year, just being more familiar with the offense, who I am and all that, it's a little different. But it's good to sort of, you know, watch the games from last year and sort of remember, you know, just the feeling and the emotions of, you know, playing in a playoff game. It's good. It's, you know, huge for me as a quarterback to, you know, go back to those moments and sort of remember what it feels like.
Just seeing, you know, some.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right. Like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try new year, same you with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car in Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh.
I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
After the holidays, a little cash goes a long way. The Chime checking account has tons of benefits to help, like fee-free overdraft up to $200 for eligible members, no monthly fees, and thousands of fee-free ATMs. You can even get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Sign up for Chime today at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Spot me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. Access to direct deposits up to 2 days early depends on the timing of the submission of the payment file from the payer.
One who's been the same guy since the day I met him, competitive as ever, willing to learn all the time, great leader, and one of the best players in the NFL. So it's just been cool to see how he's kind of taken all of the doubts and criticisms that have gone his way and proved every single person wrong week in and week out. So lucky he's on our team.
Christian McCaffrey, among those who are having a pretty party, not a pity party. Not a pretty party, but a Purdy party. Doesn't it sound like that? They're all raving about him. Now, maybe they were getting questions specifically about their quarterback, probably were. But the fact that to a man, even when they had those three consecutive losses and he didn't play great, maybe had kind of his first blips on the radar, they all backed him. And it's kind of fun, too, because some of the older players look at him like a little brother of sorts.
It's definitely impressive. If he stopped everything today and you look at his body of work, it's still impressive to see where Mr. Irrelevant has come in just 24 months. So he's a He's a lifesaver. You know, like I said, we hit the lottery. He's a as good a player as he is. He's an even better dude. He's an even better person to be around, even better teammate. So, you know, super proud of him. You know, and I just hope he's continuing to, you know, blaze trails and just show people that, man, draft status is just what happens on draft day. What happens after that is up to you.
Wow. We're talking about high praise from the likes of Fred Warner. So it's just interesting to hear them all gush about Purdy. And at the beginning of this year, one of the things I said to you is we're talking about storylines or what we're looking forward to or arcs that we want to follow during the season. What I said about the Niners was I just want them to go through the entire year with one quarterback. Can you just get through the whole year with one quarterback? That's it, just one. That in and of itself is going to make your team that much better. You're going to be that much closer to a Super Bowl. And I know last year they got to the NFC Championship, but the problem was they yet again had injured quarterbacks. And it's happened. And they're the top seed. And they went through some adversity this season, and he went through some adversity, which is never a bad thing. And I'm not going to tell you that it's better for a team to lose, because I don't necessarily believe that. But I do believe that the Niners are a little more battle-tested because they went through that three-game losing skid. Browns, Vikings, Bengals. At the time, they were kind of stuck offensively. So there were mistakes, there were turnovers, they couldn't score more than 17 points, and they went through a stretch there where they had to kind of figure it out. But then they came back and they beat three playoff teams in 4 weeks in the Jaguars and the Buccaneers and the Eagles. They beat the Seahawks twice. Toward the end of the season, then, they lost to the Ravens, and so that's what Jay is saying. Like, in this last month, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens have had some pretty big wins, and one of them was against San Francisco. Could you imagine if we end up getting a repeat of the 2013 Super Bowl matchup? Not the same people, obviously, though same coach in John Harbaugh, if it gets to that, and it's both the top seeds. But yeah, they're raving about Brock, and another year under his belt, and the way he's grown up, and they all rave about him as a person. But in terms of his quarterback growth, I mean, this is best case scenario for San Francisco because he's been out there starting the entire year other than the week 18. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm not sure if you all heard this. We played it earlier on the show and we'll bring it back before we hit the top of the hour. But a former Niners tight end, former Packers tight end, he is advocating for... Well, is he? I guess you could say he was advocating for it. He made some major waves.
Suggesting, maybe?
Right. Suggesting that one way to get Brock Purdy out of rhythm and knock him off his game would be to hit him hard enough and illegally enough to draw a penalty. So that's gone viral. I saw it. It hit the internet. I listened to it and I was like, oh man, that's going to get quite a reaction. So you'll hear that coming up. Can't believe it's Thursday morning. Pretty excited about that, actually. We're heading downhill toward divisional weekend and waiting. But we know Mike McCarthy will not be fired. And I don't believe Nick Sirianni will either. Sorry, NFC East fans. It's been a sad day. Both your teams have lost and now they're not firing the head coaches.
Just need to just go home and rest.
I'm still waiting for Micah Parsons' podcast. No, seriously, if you're one of those fans who wanted your head coach to get fired, not only did they lose and get dumped out of the playoffs in the wild card round, but then the coaches are not getting fired. Does it feel like it's the worst week of your life if that's the case?
It's almost like it was all for nothing, right? If you wanted the coach to get fired, you think nothing's going to change, and that's what you're clamoring about, and they don't, then this whole season's been for nothing, if that's what you thought.
It's a big waste of time.
Kind of.
Big waste of time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
He hasn't been on a bye week. We pushed the heck out of Brock. Meetings, practice. Brock got a good weekend. We just don't want to put him out there in the first half of that game. Been here. He's worked on his days off. We got two bigger practices last week than we do in a normal week. So in terms of time off, he did have two quarters off to what we could have done with him. But We definitely think that was worth it, and I don't worry about that affecting Brock at all for Saturday.
This is After Hours with
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
Amy Lawrence.
Kyle Shanahan not worried about his quarterback. Nobody's worried about Brock Purdy. It's a Purdy party. Everybody's on tap, except for Mark Chmura. And I don't think these two things are connected. I'm sure it's just the fact that Purdy's a big conversation because he's an MVP candidate, because this time last year, he was a newbie, right? And so he's leading the Niners into the playoffs, but he was more known for being Mr. Irrelevant than he was for being the Niners QB. So I'm sure that's really more the narrative. And this has nothing to do with the fact that former Packers tight end, I know I said last segment, just want to clarify, former Niners tight end, but I did correct myself. They're playing each other. He didn't play for both teams. Former Packers tight end Mark Chmura, who you may remember, he won a Super Bowl with Green Bay, so it goes back a few years. But he was on ESPN Milwaukee, or he is on ESPN Milwaukee, and he made this comment about how to defend Brock Purdy. And I saw it on the internet, which is already an indication that it's gone viral. If you Google his name right now, what pops up are a bunch of links to San Francisco 49ers news outlets in the Bay Area. There's, I don't know, several dozen of them that'll pop up right away because they are furious about what he said on his radio show about defending Brock.
I go back and it's little things like this. And the reason we won in 95 when no one gave us a chance in San Francisco is because we intimidated them. I mean, and I always revert to Wayne Simmons. Wayne Simmons kicked the crap out of Brent Jones. And then it got contagious, and then it carried over. That's why guys are going to think I'm crazy.
Well, we already think that, so go ahead.
A 15-yard penalty, and I don't condone this, but I kind of do in the playoffs. a 15-yard penalty for a late hit on Brock Purdy is not a bad thing, as long as it's worth it. I'm just saying, this is the mindset you go into when it's battle. And it's kind of like the reverse of hockey. What don't they do in hockey in the playoffs, Joshy?
Shave their beards?
That and one other thing.
They don't fight.
They don't fight. They don't fight, right? This is kind of like sometimes a 15-yard penalty is worth it early in the game if you knock the living crap out of the guy.
Oh dear.
And then he, kind of like sticking your helmet in the ribs of Nick Bosa, is like,
But that
I'm hearing ghosts.
So as you can imagine, that made some waves in San Francisco. I have not heard any reaction from inside the Niners locker room yet, so I don't know that they've gotten to him or it hadn't come out before then. But the fact that it's a former member of their fraternity, a former tight end, who's on the offensive side of the ball, and you're advocating for this quarterback to get hit hard enough to essentially rattle his cage. I mean, I know that's an old phrase, but that's what he's talking about. Hit him hard enough, take the 15-yard penalty, send a message so that maybe he starts. Now, that's a, it's a reference to the Sam Darnold seeing ghosts Monday Night Football thing from a few years ago. Gosh, what was that, four or five years ago? But you make him think twice. So now maybe he's a little jittery. He's a little nervous. He's hearing footsteps come after him. And when the pass rush is getting close, maybe he makes a poor throw because he's trying to get rid of the ball quickly. You remember toward the end of Eli Manning's career, well, and it's not a problem, I guess it's not as much a problem anymore, but for a long time, the Giants had no offensive line to speak of. And Manning, what people would say about Manning is that he was jittery. He was skittish back there.
Happy feet.
Right, and he would get a little bit too happy with his feet, and he'd get a little bit too anxious. He'd just be a little bit too trigger happy, and he'd be throwing the football before he was ready or before he was set because he was worried about getting hit. So that's what this former NFL tight end is advocating. And you can kind of hear his co-hosts react to it, but I haven't heard anything from the Niners locker room yet. So it's circulated with San Francisco Bay Area media, even getting to Richard Sherman, who himself was a defensive player and hit pretty hard and yet called it disgusting and gross and la, 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 la. So, yeah, I wonder if he feels a bit like that Tampa reporter who asked Todd Bowles about the weather in Detroit, just to hoping that a hole would open up and swallow her, and now Mark Chimura, same thing. I don't know. See, in this case, I don't think you can take it out of context. I mean, he is actually saying this is battle, which of course is not, but this is battle. This is how you do it in the playoffs. This is what you do. So you send a message. But Jay and I both have the same thought. This is what we call the bounty hunting. I call it bounty hunting because of Star Wars, but this is what we remember about the New Orleans Saints. Remember Sean Payton got suspended for an entire year, got banned. And Greg Williams got kicked out of the league for a time. And this was because there was evidence, so the NFL says, that guys were targeting Brett Favre and were attempting to deliver hits that would actually knock him out of the game. And that there was a system in place where they would get rewarded for knocking him out of the game. So that's what we thought of first he called it bounty gate, but bounty hunting is what we thought of right away.
It's not the same thing, but it's essentially the same idea.
The same thing, but the idea is that you hit him hard enough so he thinks about it the next time. You send a message.
Yeah, it's essentially the same idea.
You know it's illegal, right? Because he's saying, take the flag. Mm-hmm. Early in the game, who cares? Take the 15 yards. Huh.
Your reward is winning the game instead of a cash prize in this case.
Right. But, yeah. Your reward is sending a message to the quarterback that you're coming after him. I can understand if the Niners are PO'd. In fact, I'm thinking that he may not want, well, not that he's going to be on the field. So it's easy to say, right, when you're not going to be on the field. But he may want to not set foot there in Levi Stadium because could you imagine? These guys love Brock Purdy. You go after their quarterback, and they might have a little something for you.
Well, I know Mark Chimura isn't, you know, he's not on the Packers coaching staff. He has nothing to do with the team anymore.
Nope.
But every hit now that does happen to Brock Purdy, are we going to look at it and say, oh, was that late? Because it's going to get back to the 49ers locker room, right? So they're going to take...
Oh, of course.
It's eventually, probably today.
Of course.
So they'll look at it, and they'll every single hit time Brock Purdy's under pressure or gets touched now, are they going to think, was that a little late? Are they doing this? Got to ask it now.
I wonder if inadvertently he actually causes the officials. No, see, that's the thing. He's not speaking for the Packers.
That's what I'm saying.
Right,
but
so I don't think so. I don't think the officials are going to be more on the lookout because it's just some idea. And as much as I appreciate that he played in the NFL and he's a Super Bowl champion and the Packers love their people, right? There's no way that anybody there supports this.
No, I don't think they support it. No. But I think now it's on our minds.
Our minds, meaning viewers.
Meaning anyone watching the game, yeah.
Okay. I get what you're saying, but not the officials' minds.
I'll
bet that Matt LaFleur and others come out, and maybe Joe Barry, they come out and they say, hey, this is not.
Well, they should, and I think they will too, but I still think it'll be on our minds.
All right. I bet that it'll get mentioned on the broadcast. What do you think? More people for Packers Cowboys or more people for Packers Niners, considering that it's a week later? What do you think?
I would say this weekend gets more.
You think?
Just because it's later round.
So starting at 40 million. Starting at $40 million viewers. Dollars would be nice. Starting at 40 million viewers, and we're gonna be atop that. More than that for divisional round. Then that, what does that mean for Championship Sunday?
Bigger than that.
Holy crap. 60 million? 75 million? The NFL's a behemoth. It's a bully. Pushes you out on the playground. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.